Radio an. Aus dem Lautsprecher klingt es dann.
Thank you. Some glorious music there by Ultravox, and the song is, of course, Vienna. I'm going to change gears slightly. Here's a song that I hope you know, and if you don't know, you'll know right now. It's by Horace Silver, and it's called Peace. And it's a beautiful song. Check it out. It's Peace. The unforgettable Horace Silver.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you.
This is a band from California. They're called Night Control. And that's a tune called Star 131. This is WMFO in Medford. It's 525. I hope you're enjoying all the different songs I'm playing. It's definitely freeform and it's definitely exciting stuff. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you very much for tuning in to 91.5 FM. Alexa, turn this one up. This is WMFO.org. And this is music from 2018. It's by a fellow named... His name is Leon Bridges. It's from his record called Good Thing. It's called Bet Ain't Worth the Hand. This man has a wonderful voice. Check it out. Before I forget, next week... we're going to talk about pets and animals, so make sure you tune in for that.
I better slow down, cause I keep tripping on words I don't want to say. Just tell me right now, cause I keep seeing the signs you want me to stay. I can't commit, I can't make plans. Sometimes the bed ain't worth the hand. I think you're special, it makes me sad. Don't wanna wonder what we could have had. And I hope you understand. Don't get your feelings broken for nothing. Maybe I'm leaving here with nothing. I can't be a man. Sometimes a bed isn't worth the hand. And I can't keep letting this wave carry me away. So tell me right now, cause I keep seeing the signs you want me to stay. I got it bad, I think you know. You're everything, you're beautiful. My life is fast, can't make it slow. We're here right now, kiss me before I go. But you got to let me go. Don't get your feelings broken for nothing. Maybe I'm leaving here with nothing. I can't be a man. Sometimes a bed isn't worth the hand. Sometimes a bed isn't worth the hand. But not fire.
Stevie Wonder there with Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer. I love it the way he holds that last note. It's just absolutely stunning. This is WMFO in Medford. The song's not stunning, but it's kind of cool. I kind of enjoy it. Emma, you'll enjoy it. Check it out. Enjoy.
But you won't let those changes the nature of what Britain is. They were probably, I don't think the majority of people were thinking about that when they went into the voting booth to vote to leave the European Union.
It wouldn't appear that there's an obvious connection between the most recent album you did with Joe Henry, train-related songs, and then this tour playing those songs. But in fact, those songs are quite enmeshed in the same...
I think they are, because when we were on tour playing them last year during the American election, and, you know, Trump talking about his wall. And at the same time, you know, there's a lot of talk in the UK about economic migrants in the Calais jungle, where they're trying to get through the Channel Tunnel. You know, all these songs are about hobos. And a hobo is just a romantic term for an economic migrant. You know, when Woody Guthrie was trying to get out the Dust Bowl into California, you know, there were vigilantes on the road trying to turn them back. There were state troopers on the California state line saying you can't come in if you haven't got a job. What does that remind you of? Mm-hmm. You know, and they were ended up the camps that those people lived in. If you read Grapes of Wrath, Steinbeck's great book, the description of the camp is very similar to the Calais jungle, mm-hmm. except it's canvas and now it's plastic they're living in. But you know, those people are economic migrants. So I think in the end, these train songs are still very, very relevant today.
The song you played. So.
Why do we build the wall? My children, why do we build the wall? Why do we build the wall? Build the wall to keep us free. The enemy, we build the wall to keep us free.
maybe that's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free. We build a wall to keep us free.
Hosts on American Activities Committee wanted to know if you had political connections. You didn't want to answer, and that got you into some serious trouble.
This is because this group of people are actually, their group, in my opinion, a group of American fascists. Their idea of America is America where everybody agrees with them. Shearer of Ohio was a supporter of the John Birch Society. Willis of Louisiana is a small town. Mr. Big, he married the daughter of the local sugar mill owner. And his idea of America is that small town where everybody knows their place and he's on top.
Everybody's heard about taking the Fifth Amendment. You took the first.
I didn't actually take any. Later on, my lawyer said that the only defense he could make of me was on the basis of the first.
Which guarantees?
That's the one guaranteeing freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of press, and religion. The Fifth Amendment, in effect, is saying you have no right to ask me this question. But I want to say you have no right to ask me.
Think of another thing.
My name is Sherry Newman, and I read an article, you know, about you that said that you used to do spiritual songs and sing in the church. I want to know if you still, you know, have anything to do with that, you know, mm-hmm. with singing in the church and mm-hmm. really rap.
From time to time, when I get a chance to, in Detroit, I always go by my father's church, mm-hmm. and as well as visit other churches.
Wasn't the Amazing Grace album, was that recorded in
church? That's right,
or?
In church here.
Great. Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools right here on WMFO in Medford. This is Acoustic Sailing, and what's our mission? Well, we're trying to make music great again. This is WMFO in Medford, and even the President of the United States has to stand naked. And here's some words from James Brown. Check it out.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Tell me a little bit about your childhood. Here's, we just had a guy out here who had a dream to fly in a lawn chair and so forth. What was your early life like?
My early life was very hard. I had to pick up nickels and dimes to pay the rent, and had to dance with the soldiers. And my mother and father was very had almost no education.
And what part of the country were you born?
Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah. Well, I was born in South Carolina, but I was raised in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And at what age did you start touring the country, singing professionally?
At what age?
Yeah.
About 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was living in a small city in Indiana, seeing you come through in your bus, and it was James Brown and the Famous Flames.
That's right.
Yeah. And do you still work with that band or a version of that?
Well, the Flames was a singing group.
Mm-hmm.
The band is the JBs.
Yeah.
We got a couple of JBs joining them fellas.
That's
fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We're looking forward to this.
Yeah.
James Brown with Cold Sweat. That's James Brown for president. It's time for the rundown. The following selections you heard on Acoustic Sailing today. At 5 o'clock, we started the hour with Kraftwerk. We heard Autobahn from Minimum Maximum. Then it was Ultravox with Vienna from Left of the Dial, Dispatches from the 80s Underground. Horace Silver gave us a bit of peace. We heard from the unforgettable Horace Silver. And that segued right into George Winston's version of Skating. It's Linus and Lucy, the music of Vince Guaraldi. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds sang the song that Noel Gallagher wrote for Oasis called Half the World Away. That was a live rendition. Then it was The Smiths with Panic from Singles. Night Control gave us Star 131 from Death Control. Leon Bridges from 2018's release Bet Ain't Worth the Hand from Good Thing. Stevie Wonder gave us I Never Dreamed You Would Leave in Summer from Where I'm Coming From. We heard a couple from the Flaming Lips. We heard a bit of Yoshima Battles, The Pink Robots 1 and 2. We actually heard Part 2, a bit of it. Then we heard Yoshima Battles, The Pink Robots Part 1, and that went out to Emma. And then the whole thing ended with Aretha Franklin doing Chain of Fools. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's been a treat to be with you. The DJs here are all volunteers, and we love what we're doing. We'd love to hear from you, 855-915-9636. Give us a call and tell us what you would want to hear on the radio. On next week's Acoustic Sailing at 4 o'clock, it'll be a song all about pets and animals. I'm entitling it Pet Sounds. And if you have any questions about your pet, please call in. I'll have a guest who will talk about pet training and the life of animals. So I hope you can call in. That's next Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on 91.5 WMFO, also on the dial at WMFO.org. And if you have any music that you want me to play, like if you have a band or if you're a performer, send it to P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. That's WMFO, care of Acoustic Sailing, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, and I guarantee you I will play it. Well, I'll be leaving you real soon, but in the words of Winston Churchill, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Remember that. 2019 is upon us. I hope you have a great year. It's been quite a 2018. And this is my last show of 2018. I'll be seeing you 1 week from today at 4 o'clock. And it should be for a couple hours next week. Ursula is taking a bit of time off. And she's letting me have her 60 minutes. Can you believe it? Stick around. The next DJ will be a little bit late, but he is coming in. He's going to be playing you some hip-hop, some funk, some soul, some great stuff. And I'm looking forward to hearing everything he plays at the 6:25 hour, maybe 6:36 hour, who knows. But it'll be soon. And no matter what, keep it locked right here on WMFO. Medford. See you all next week. Happy New Year. And remember, you are listening to WMFO Medford.